Who's that little chatterbox? The one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. My size always on the go, if you want to know, Arcess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth a while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
Well, here it is, 5:45 now, and we're ready to start off on another exciting adventure with Little Orphan Annie. But before we begin tonight's adventure, I want to say something important about drinking milk. You know, everybody will tell you that milk is mighty good for you, and you certainly ought to drink plenty of it every day. But maybe you're one of those boys or girls who don't like the taste of plain milk very much, and your mother always has to scold you to make you drink it. Well, then, here's what you do. Just ask your mother to let you have some Ovaltine with your milk from now on. You'll just love to drink that, because you know Ovaltine does three important things to plain milk. First of all, Ovaltine turns plain milk into a wonderful treat that tastes even better than chocolate soda. And second, when you add Ovaltine, it greatly increases the food energy value of your milk. And third, Ovaltine even helps make milk easier to digest, so that you're able to get the good out of all those nourishing food elements in it more easily. And so remember that. And instead of giving you plain milk to drink, ask your mother to let you have Ovaltine with your milk after this. That's a treat that always tastes like more. And your mother may be surprised to see how many glassfuls you'll want to drink every day. And now for the adventure. Last night, remember, we started out for the Rockerar Ranch to tell Jim Brody, the foreman, that his stolen cattle had been seen and then mysteriously disappeared in Lost Gulch Valley. But here, Ranny, Joe, and Bob Cattle just approaching the Rockerar Ranch now. Hear their horses? And listen to what Bob Cattle says.
There, you can see the lights now. There's the Rockerar. Come on.
Whoa!
Oh, boy! There we are. Whoa. Take it easy. Whoa.
Looking for somebody?
Yeah, where's Jim Brody, the foreman?
He's in the ranch house, mister.
You one of the hands here?
Yes, sir.
Well, then take care of these horses till we come back. We're from the Flying W, and it's important that we see Jim Brody right away. Come on, you children.
Sure, Mr. Gannell. Come on, Annie.
I'm coming. Gee, it's a swell-looking ranch, isn't it?
It has to be, I suppose. It's something like a boarding house for tourists from the east.
Anything I can do for you?
Where's Brody, the foreman?
Oh, Mr. Brody. Why, he's over there in the office talking to Jim Pampas, the sheriff.
Pampas here? Well, that's fine. He'll want to hear about this, too. Come on, children.
Come in.
Hello, Brody.
Hello, Bob. What's up? Hello there, children.
Hello, Mr. Brody.
Got good news for you, Jim, or at least these children have. Those blooded Durhams of yours, the children have seen them.
What? Our missile stock?
Uh-huh.
Well, where'd you see them?
Annie will tell you. They saw something else, too. Remember that story of yours, Brody, about the old lady here who saw that fellow with the wolf's head on horseback? The children have seen him, too.
Well, I don't care about him. I'm interested in that cattle. The old man's given me a week to get him back, or else he's going to fire me.
Come on, Annie. Tell Jim Brody the whole story. You'll want to hear about this, too, Pampas.
Yeah, well, I've been working on some clues myself.
Where'd you see the stolen Durhams, Annie?
In that valley over west. The one the Mexicans call the gate to the Lost Gulch.
I know where that is. Are they still there? I'll send half a dozen men over to round them up right away.
No, they're gone now.
Gone? What happened to him?
You better let her tell you the whole story, Jim.
Where'd they go? What happened to them? I gotta get those cattle back. They're worth $12,000. I gotta get them back or it means my job.
Well, we thought sure we had them, Mr. Brody. Honest, we did. We don't know how they ever got out of that valley. That's why Mr. Cannell wanted us to come over here so we could tell you the whole story.
Yeah, between you and me, Brody, I think that valley ought to be searched. Wait till you hear her story. There's something funny going on.
I don't want to hear any stories when I can start looking for that cattle. Where'd they go after they left the valley?
Well, that's just it, Mr. Brody. You'll have to wait and hear what I have to tell you. It's so mysterious, that's why Mr. Cannell wanted us to tell you.
Listen, Brody, let Annie tell you what she knows about the whole business.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear about it, too, if it's a clue to those rustlers.
Well, you fellas remember what happened to Elmer Hooper, that boy on the KY Ranch, don't you?
Well, what's that?
Well, he was following stolen cattle one day. Cattle that had been stolen from the KY by the rustlers. And he trailed them all the way over to the gate of the Lost Gulch. He didn't want to ride right in there, so he climbed up the side of the hill and peeked down into the valley from one of the cliffs alongside of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And he saw rustle cattle down there.
The rustler's been using that valley,
huh? Wait, Jim, wait.
No.
So when you came over and told us about that expensive cattle of yours being missing, I had a hunch they might turn up sooner or later over there in that valley. So today, Joe here and Elmer and I took a ride over there.
And you saw my Durhams. Good.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Wait till I tell you. We stopped about a quarter of a mile from the entrance to the valley at a place where we could watch anybody or anything coming in or out of it. And Elmer went ahead to spy and see what was going on. We waited for him. He went up the side of the hills and over to one of those cliffs that stick out in the valley.
Uh-huh.
And he saw your Durhams grazing down at the south end of the valley.
What do you know about that? You're all right, Annie. Well, what next?
Elmer came back and told Joe and me about it. We decided to ride in the valley and round up the stock and bring them back to the Flying W and then call you up and tell you we had them. So we got on our horses and rode into the valley, and when we got there...
Yeah?
They were gone.
But what happened to them? Where'd they go?
We don't know.
But there's no way out of that valley except in the north end, and you say you were watching the north end. They couldn't have slipped out that way.
That's right, Mr. Brody, but they were gone just the same. Weren't they, Joe?
Sure.
Oh, that boy, this Elmer, he probably didn't see the cattle there at all.
Yes, he did, Mr. Pampas. He sure did.
Of course he did. Why, he was just flabbergasted when the three of us rode in that valley and the cattle were gone. Elmer saw them all right. You could tell by what he said. Even showed us where they'd been grazing.
Did you look for hoof prints?
Well, not just then. But there were hoof prints in the valley. The whole floor of the valley was covered with them.
Well, who owns that valley? Is that part of the Flying W Ranch, Cannell?
Nope, our ranch just runs up to the hills. That valley belongs to one of the ranchers near San Miguel.
But they never use it. The grass is too poor there. But just the same, the floor of the valley is covered with hoof prints. And wait, you didn't hear all of it. I didn't tell you why we didn't look for the Durham's prints. We were scared away.
Scared away?
Well, she's coming to it. Go on, Annie.
Well, remember you telling us about that old lady seeing the fellow in a red cloak with a wolf's head instead of a human head?
Yeah.
Well, Joe and Elmer and I saw the same thing standing on a cliff at the south end of that valley.
Well, what do you think, Brody?
I don't know what to think, Bob.
Well, I've heard of a lot of people seeing things. But I never heard of three people doing it at one the same time. Don't think it was a rock up there on the cliff that scared you, do you, little girl?
A rock? I should say not. I just wish any one of you had been there to see it. I bet you'd have been scared, too. We got out of there just as fast as our horses could carry
you. They're not fooling about that, Brody. Their horses were plumb winded and wringing wet when they rode into the ranch yard.
Well, now that boy couldn't have seen the cattle. They would have been there when the three of them riding into the valley.
You sure, Annie, they didn't slip out while you weren't watching?
Leaping lizards, we were only about a quarter of a mile from the entrance to the valley. They couldn't have come out without our seeing them.
Then why weren't they there? Tell you what I think. I think the boy mistook some bunches of grass and some boulders for cattle. The south end of that valley is strewed with boulders. Some pretty big ones, too. They rolled down the side of the cliff.
Well, Elmer did see them. I know he did.
Well, then what happened to them? Why, where'd they go? Don't grow wings and fly away, do they?
What do you think, Bob?
Well, I brought the kids over here, Brody, because I think there might be something to their story. Won't hurt to find out, anyhow. I know this lad Elmer from the KY, sharp as paint he is. If he says he saw cattle in that valley, I got an idea the cattle were there.
Sure they were.
The thing is, what happened to them? Now, if you're asking me what to do, Jim, I'll tell you what I do. It's what I'm going to do anyhow, whether you do it or not. I'm going to take a couple of rammies and ride over there to that valley tomorrow morning, early, and kind of look it over.
Sure, that strikes me as being a good idea, Bob. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get a couple of men, and we'll ride over the first thing in the morning and join you. Four or five of us will do a better job of searching that valley than just one or two.
Right.
Well, just what you expect to find over there, Candle?
I don't know, Pampas. I'm not going expecting to find anything. But when cattle disappear that shouldn't have disappeared, they must have gone somewhere.
Maybe there's some kind of a trail out of that valley.
Oh, that's nonsense, kid. Three sides of that valley are steep cliffs. There's no way out of it except north end.
Well, the cattle didn't come out that way, and they were in there, too. If Elmer says they were, I believe them.
I think you ought to come along with us, Pampas.
Why, of course I'm going along. I want to find the trail of those rustlers just as much as any of you do.
Well, it's all set, then. We'll ride over to the Flying W in the morning, Bob, and then we can start out.
We'll be waiting for you. I'll have the children along, too, so they can show us just what they did this afternoon when they were over there.
All right.
Those cattle must have gone somewheres, and we know they didn't come out of the north end of the valley.
That's all right, Annie. We'll take a ride over there tomorrow and have a look. Those Durhams leave a pretty distinct track. Their hooves were well taken care of before we bought them. We'll see whether they were in that valley where you children claim you saw them.
Well, we didn't see them ourselves. It was Elmer that saw them. But I know he really did. And they couldn't have been chunks of grass or rock because Elmer saw them moving around. That was one of the things he told us.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of the whole business tomorrow. Glad you rode over, Bob. And glad you children came along, too.
What are you fellas going to do about that thing we saw, that fellow with the red cloak and the head of a wolf?
Why, I don't know.
I bet you he's the head of the rustlers. That's who he is. The Mexicans have been talking about seeing something. I bet you he's what they've been seeing.
Well, that's something that's up to you, Pampas.
Oh, I'll be watching out for him. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Know what I've told all my men? Might be a good idea for you to do the same, Brody. I've told my rannies to shoot the fellow on sight if they see him.
A good idea. I'll tell my men, too. We don't want a varmint like that riding around the country. Don't want him around here anyhow. He might scare some more of the guests.
He'll do no more scaring if I see him. I'll put a bullet into that wolf's head of his. I'd just like to see him.
Maybe you will for long, Bob Candle.
I sure want to.
Well, what could Jim Pampas mean by that? He said maybe Bob Cantle will see that mysterious wolf-fighter before long. Well, if he does, it's my guess that we're all going to see plenty of excitement then. And now every friend of Little Orphan Annie wants to remember that besides the adventure, there's another treat that goes with Orphan Annie time every night. Yes, sir, and it's that big, delicious glassful of Ovaltine. So ask your mother to let you have yours right now. Boy, oh boy, that's even better than having a chocolate soda right at home whenever you want it. And Ovaltine not only tastes good, but it's wonderfully good for you. So your mother will be glad to let you have all you want to drink with all your meals every day. And so, if you haven't been getting your Ovaltine lately, be sure to ask your mother to get you a can at the new low price at her drug or grocery store right away, so you can have a big, delicious glass full beside your plate at dinner this very night. Be here on time tomorrow at 5:45 because it looks like we'll be riding over to that mysterious Lost Gulch Valley where that mysterious wolf rider was still last seen. So don't miss the excitement coming tomorrow at 5:45. Be seeing you then. This is Pierre André saying goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.